This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Walmart is testing new technology that allows workers to remotely unlock anti-shoplifting displays, while CVS is just giving every customer a brick.
Yeah. Interesting. That's such a universal, you can make a joke nationally about that. Welcome. How y'all doing? So...
The perception one would come to from most media is that only lying right-wingers are claiming crime is going up and just...
Well, as you said last hour about some other topic, apparently people saw through all that based on the results of the election. Every once in a while, an argument seems to be won in the world of politics or lost, depending on which side of it you were on. Not a lot. Most elections, we seem to just go back and forth between an R or a D, and we keep having the same arguments. But every once in a while, an argument is won or lost. One of the best examples in my lifetime being gay marriage. So thoroughly drubbed by the idea of gay marriage that Republicans just ceased fighting it at all when it became clear that the country had decided that that's what they want. And so that argument was over, and it just doesn't exist anymore. And I'm hoping that maybe that has happened, or we're close to it happening, with the whole identity politics thing that took off in the mid-90s and has been running this country for a long time. And maybe, because there's a lot of people on the left saying this is not working for us, a whole bunch of different people have said it. Well, this isn't the James Carville's. He ran Clinton's campaign really pre-identity politics taking hold of the Democratic Party way back in the early 90s, but this is what James Carville has to say about the current state of things.
With reference to exotic positions, which I call identity politics, if you read the article in the New York Times, I said I give Harris credit. She does not bring this up, but this stuff is like smoke on your clothes of a fireplace. You can't wash it off. And those ideas, while it's true, they never said it. You know how many millions of dollars that the Republicans ran on anti-identity politics positions that people had taken in the Democratic Party in 2019 and 2020? The answer is a lot. Because you see, in politics, the other side gets to play. And you've got to understand that, and it's going to take another 4 years before we wash the stench of this off of our clothes.
Yeah, at least. So identity politics being your politics are all about your immutable things like your skin color, whether you're a man or a woman, what, you know, you're Hispanic or white or black or all those kind of things are identity
Not
politics.
Just your politics, but your place in the world. Are you a good person or a bad person? Can you work here or not? That's all about your immutable characteristics.
Sam Harris, who is a lefty, super smart guy, best known, I guess, for being an outspoken atheist. But anyway, he wrote in Substack yesterday, I think there are some lessons that the Democrats really must absorb for what is undeniably a total political defeat. They simply must recognize that several planks of their platform are thoroughly rotten. Identity politics is over. No one wants it. Latinos and blacks don't even want it, as witnessed by the fact that they moved to Trump in record numbers. Trump got a majority of Latino men nationwide, and in some counties got a majority of Latino men and women, even with all that he has said about immigrants from Latin America over the years, things like they're poisoning the blood of our people. A comedian called Puerto Rico a pile of garbage at a Trump rally, and the entire Democratic machine, all of the liberal media, seized upon it as though a nuclear bomb had just vaporized an American city, and nobody cared. Because people
that was practically the closing argument of the campaign.
Right. That will be looked back on as a mistake.
The numbers, Puerto Rican voters moved strongly toward Trump in a number of different strongholds, including Florida.
Because the point is, and I'll get back to this Sam Harris thing, is they cared more about what my rent is, what my wages are, how good my school is for my kid, rather than comments about my skin color, race, gender, whatever.
What particular Caribbean island I'm from.
Right. There's one species of identity politics that had an enormous effect on this election, and most Democrats don't seem to realize it. Around 0.5% of American adults identify as transgender or non-binary. That's 1 in 200 people. And yet the activism around the identity has deranged our politics for as long as Trump has been in politics. One lesson that I would be quick to draw from this election is that Americans aren't really fond of seeing biological men punch women in the face at the Olympics. And if that sounds like transphobia to you, you're the problem. Political equality, which we should want for everyone, does not mean that trans women are women. When
right.
Sam Harris yeah. is writing that, I got to believe that issue is done.
Yeah, I got to believe there are people like Sam and the many, many others who are coming out of the woodwork, Bill Maher, among others, that have been on the left and have hesitated at least somewhat to criticize the excesses of their ideological brothers and sisters, but they've been chafing because they know how insane it is. You know, to get back to Carville's point real quickly, he talked about the Democrats didn't really run on identity politics. Exactly. They kind of soft-pedaled it. I would suggest that the Republicans weren't running against what the Democrats were running on. The Republicans were running against what the Democrats have done. What people see in their elementary schools and their kids' sports and the college campuses and the insanity on the TV, whatever else.
In your workplace and the training
right.
you have to take every year.
Oh, my God, the humiliating DEI training. Folks, trust me when I say, with some exceptions, the momentum is on your side. Don't consent to that, because it's still going on in some corporations, government offices, where you have to sit there and listen to somebody who's getting $5,000 an hour tell you all white people are evil. Get up and walk out of that S. Anyway, I've been wanting to get to this. I came across an article, and it was in the Wall Street Journal, which, granted, if you're employing lots and lots of journalists, you have lots and lots of lefties. It's just inevitable, even if you're the Wall Street Journal. And it's an article about, you know, transgender and politics and quote unquote transgender rights, which means a guy can play in women's sports or a male rapist can go into a women's prison and rape some more women. And that's portrayed as transgender rights. That's a prejudicial term.
Well,
nobody
like,
has a right to do that.
As Sam Harris said, Americans aren't fond of seeing biological men punch women in the face at the Olympics.
Right, or spike volleyballs into their face or what have you. Or win 850 and counting different medals and awards and college championships and high school championships and the rest of it. I tell you what, folks, it is, for better or worse, an unbelievable example of how a very small but vicious group of people can twist society in ways that you wouldn't think were possible.
Well, I was listening to the National Review podcast the other day. They're making the point that the same crowd that managed to turn the tide on gay marriage took a hold of this and thought they could do it again. I mean, because gay marriage was incredibly unpopular not that long ago. I always point out that in the 2008 election, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party running against each other both stated marriage should be between a man and a woman. That's not that long ago in the Democratic mm-hmm. Party. The great Barack Obama was against gay marriage. But the tide turned by pushing because it was the right side of history. I mean, it turned out, I think we all agree now, not all, but most people agree, that makes sense. And they thought they could do the same thing with the trans thing. No, you can't. This is nuts.
Yeah, it professional, like, you know, anything goes sexually activists were part of it, but also the postmodern neo-Marxist movement, excuse me, got ahead of it or got a hold of it and decided that they could use that energy to overthrow Western civilization in the same way that, you know, Black Lives Matter is trying to and the rest of it. They tried to seize that. There's a lot of that sort of mission creep in nonprofits like the NAACP. They've won all their victories. I mean, what else do you want? The Southern Poverty Law Center, they won all their victories. But they got a staff and they got lots of people making lots of money, so they kind of morphed into the, yeah, we're anti-hate, and then we raise tons of money, and by the way, we're going to identify like half of America as a hate group, no matter what they stand for. And so they just, what are they now? They're a weird mutated beast to what they used to be. And the quote-unquote gay rights movement, which used to be LGB, lesbians, gays, bisexual people, which is a very small number of people, but anyway, you know, I ought to be able to do what I want to do and marry who I want to marry. Okay, great. And then they added the T. And, and that was the point I wanted to get to in the Wall Street Journal article, is they used quotes around certain phrases that I believed in. And I wish I had it in front of me. I'll find it. But they didn't use quotes around transgender, including talking about transgender kids. And I wish I could remember what perfectly reasonable thing they used quotes around. But we now accept that there is such a thing as a 12-year-old girl being quote-unquote transgender. What does that mean? Is there an agreed-upon meaning of that? Or is that an activist's effort to prejudice the argument, and therefore, Wall Street Journal, ought to be in quotes?
Mm.
There's no agreed-upon meaning of that term at all. I'll find that so I can make the contrast all the more clear for you. But the war for the language, tell you what, we got to fight it every single day and be aware of when we are duped into using their terminology. Here's something we can all agree on. Warrior Foundation Freedom Station, supporting our troops, our warriors who are transitioning from active duty to civilian life, many of them injured, suffering PTSD, traumatic brain injury, that sort of thing. We've been working with Warrior Foundation Freedom Station for years, and they are celebrating their 20-year anniversary, supporting our warriors, and we're helping them raise money.
Yep, and flying them home for the holidays. We've done this many years in a row. We urge you to donate. Tomorrow is the day to help fly ill and injured Marine soldiers and sailors home for the holidays. Everyone deserves to spend the holidays with their loved ones, especially the men and women who have so bravely sacrificed for our country. It takes some money to get people on a plane and fly them there, though. That's what we're asking for.
We've seen firsthand the huge impact Warrior Foundation has made in the lives of our warriors. They are continually unbelievably efficient with your donated dollars, but they depend on your continued support. So make a donation this week. WarriorFoundation.org. That's WarriorFoundation.org. Let's send our warriors home for the holidays. WarriorFoundation.org.
I just saw up on the business channel, 23andMe is laying off a bunch of people. Not enough people spitting in tubes anymore. Got everybody that wants to spit in a tube.
Well, it turns out once you spit in a tube, the fun's kind of gone out of it.
Because?
So they have, like, no repeat business. How would you?
Oh, right. Exactly. You get me as a client one time. I've done it once. Yeah, you're right.
Right. I wonder, am I still a white fella? I better spit in the tube again. No, nobody said that.
Was my great-great-great-grandmother still kind of really not that interesting? Just a person 100 years ago?
16 generations ago, there was a Spaniard in the family. I'll be damned. Yeah. Oh, here it is. That's right. The article was how Trump is gearing up for assault on wokeness with the education overhaul, which I do want to talk about. But it continually puts quotes around the term woke. But then transgender, including talking about little kids, is not in quotes. Why is that, Wall Street Journal? Strikes me as odd.
Wow.
As a wordsmith.
Yeah, that's interesting. So CNN's laying off a ton of people today because their ratings have gone down so much. That's happening with media all across the country in a bunch of different ways. Maybe we'll touch on that since we are in the media and a bunch of other things. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Eye-Survey is proven to slow GA progression.
Eye-Survey gets GA going slower.
Eye-Survey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eye-Survey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eye-Survey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eye-Survey today.
Eye-Survey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Reading businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Officials in South Carolina announced they've captured 25 of the 43 monkeys that escaped from a lab, which is a very positive way to say we lost 18 monkeys.
Good point. Good point. On the other hand, South Carolina, which is growing rapidly, huge tourism industry. You got monkeys in the trees? I've been to Costa Rica. People spend lots of time looking at the monkeys and watching them chatter and taking pictures and stuff. Monkeys is just what South Carolina needs.
Hanson, our executive producer's got a couple of kids like me at home, and we were just discussing how it's not always enjoyable to have the mirror around, the mirror that is your children. I mean, sometimes it is when you see them, the mirror image of some of your good traits, but when you see the mirror image of some of your bad traits, you think, oh, crap. Either genetically I passed that along to you, or my behavior has passed that along to you, one or the other.
One of the most painful and valuable experiences of my entire life, no doubt, seeing that mirror.
Yeah, and then you do wonder, was this a genetic thing, or is my behavior, you know, my living with me done this? I don't know, and nobody really knows, but on all of this. But on this particular one, I got to relive the experience of trying to help him last night, of trying to get your big, giant high school English paper done that you've known about for weeks, but really didn't start until yesterday and is due today. And, I mean, that's got to be a genetic thing, because he hasn't seen me try to get a high school term paper done. But it's just amazing. It was just amazing. It was like sitting with young me last night. It was just hilarious. Yes, Katie?
I used to do that, and when I would do that, now as an adult, I have nightmares.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have a term paper due.
And unfortunately, apparently I had said to him at some point when he was younger, I shouldn't have said this out loud, it was that I've been this way my whole life, and it's I've just accepted that it's never going to change. So he's already just embraced the idea that this is the way he is, and he can't change, which might be true, actually. But, like for instance, he had to record this speech that he's supposed to do on his computer. And I said, well, how are you going to do that? He said, well, I'm going to record it on the computer. I know, but specifically how? Like, is there an app or is there something? I don't know. I'll figure it out. So you haven't looked into it yet. You don't know how you're going to record the speech on the computer. So then we had to Google that, and you use your QuickTime player, and your QuickTime player is not updated because you haven't updated your software, and we need to update the software. Oh, it's one of the big software updates. It takes like an hour and a half to do on your computer.
All these.
I said, you see, these are the things that multiply when you wait to the last minute, but who am I talking to, him or me?
Yeah. I hate to admit that I had that same tendency growing up. It sickens me to even think about it. On the other hand, and Sam, if you're listening, now would be a good time to turn off the radio. Old Uncle Joe is going to say something completely irrelevant and a waste of your time. That would be, it made me very good at churning out rough drafts of high quality, which I do for a living now.
Right. There's some... I mean, I'm really trying to spin this. It's like the talking about the monkeys you found as opposed to the monkeys that are still out there. Really spinning the facts of this case. But there's some advantage to having a skill set of, you know, shoestring catches and flying by the seat of your pants, because sometimes life throws you those situations.
We need a solution. We need a solution. I'm thinking, okay, give me a second. Give me a second.
This is the way I live my life.
That's been my entire life. Not, I'm going to need several weeks and several drafts, not to mention footnotes. I mean, I absolutely respect those folks. Oh, my God. I'm so jealous of you folks. On the other hand, takes all kinds.
Oh, yeah. Your life looks so much easier than mine. The way you do it, where you worked on your paper a little bit at a time and got it done this past weekend, that looks much more enjoyable than the way I did it.
Some people have the old seat of the pants gene. A little old, I got 10 minutes, I can probably figure it out, gene.
Oh, my God, it was something to relive.
Oof. Oh, I'm telling you, I sympathize.
Some of Trump's appointments getting a lot of attention. Happy with, I think, all of them, really. A lot more stuff on the way. I hope you can stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Looking for the freshest top shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Yo, 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 I got some more information about what my Friday night's going to be. Watching Mike Tyson kick Jake Paul's ass on Netflix. But more on that coming up in a little bit. Stay tuned.
Wow. Wow, that sounds like a wager waiting to happen.
Mm.
Tyson's still a beast, but he's an older man.
I have more to say on that, but coming up.
All right, fine. So, a strange bedfellows department here. Exxon is saying Trump should keep the U.S. in the Paris Climate Pact.
I saw that. That's surprising to me.
The CEO of Exxon Mobil, Darren Woods, says it's a bad idea to pull out of the pact. He said, the stops and starts right now, that's not good for the business. It's extremely inefficient. It creates a lot of uncertainty.
How about we are certain in that we withdraw and stay out? That's certainty.
Yeah, I would agree. Woods is currently in Azerbaijan, of all places, where he's set to rub elbows with world leaders at the annual United Nations Climate Conference. Boy, you got the combination of the steadiness and the complete sincerity of the United Nations with the whole climate change thing.
Right.
There's no way that ends up in just an enormous load of bull crap.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this story, but is it possible that it just makes his life easier to be in favor of the Paris Climate Accords while continuing to do what they do as the Exxon oil company?
Yes. The U.S. oil major company has recently expanded its outreach to government officials, touting its carbon-cutting investments and advising them to pursue global carbon accounting measures. It's also engaged more frequently with some officials critical of the oil industry's contributions to the greenhouse gas emissions, blah, blah, blah. So they obviously are trying to position themselves as part of the solution.
Right. I was about to say, I don't mean to get off track, but this will get us off track. But I was thinking about the climate change thing. You know how some people will say it's like a religion? And then the same thing around the trans thing. And then there's a couple other issues, because we're going to play audio coming up later. Maybe you've seen this already on CNN. Somebody melting down on CNN the other day when somebody commented that men shouldn't be in women's sports. And then they had misgendered someone in this guest on there just like lost their S over the idea of somebody being transphobic or whatever. I mean, just like you could tell how upset they were over just having the conversation. And it reminded me of the Greta Thunberg climate change stuff that we played. You've stolen my childhood and all that sort of stuff.
How dare you?
Yeah, the all these different things, but they get so crazed about them. I mean, they can't even have normal conversations about them. It's like you've attacked them, or you're burning down their house or something. They get so wild about it. And what is going on there psychologically?
You have stolen my dreams.
Is it like a religion? I mean, like you're just getting
100%.
You're attacking their very essence.
Yeah, you've removed family and religion from most people's lives, and so they and it's a human need. It's not like our need for transcendence and a higher power only happens when we discover religion. It's in there. It's like your need for a family and close ties and human beings. That doesn't develop when you meet someone special. It was there already. And so these people who've spit on religion and family, they have this burning need to be utterly loyal to something.
Right.
And it's their ideology.
And I was just thinking as you were saying that, so you, when you are a parent and you are in a family, your overwhelming thing is protecting that. Got to protect that financially, you know, physically from crime, just an all disease, always my job is to protect the family. Well, if you don't have that, you got to protect the climate or trans people, or you got to come up with something.
Interesting bedfellows here. Bill McGurn, who writes mostly for the Wall Street Journal, wrote a piece recently entitled "The Democrats' Religion," and Matt Taibbi weighed in with a great piece a couple of days ago entitled "Ding Dong, the Cult is Dead." And Taibbi's a man of the left, without question. So back to that theme, maybe next hour when we have some more time, because I find it really interesting. I mean, never mind on a Republicans good, Democrats bad level. Just, you know, sociologically, trying to understand the human beast, I think is a really interesting topic. Anyway, we'll get to that. But the other half of the climate stuff I wanted to talk about, so you got the guy from Exxon, the CEO of Exxon is there. So's the blanking Taliban, friends.
Wow.
Representatives of the Taliban terrorist organization ruling Afghanistan landed in Baku, Azerbaijan, Monday to attend COP29, the annual UN waste of money, climate alarmist summit, climate policy meeting where environmentalists are agitating to secure up to $1 trillion in climate finance.
Why is the Taliban there? The Taliban the other day passed their latest crazy law where women are not allowed to be heard speaking in public. Their voices are not allowed to be heard.
Oh, I'm so tempted to make a really sexist joke, but I'm not going to because the Taliban is reprehensible.
Place you can sign up for that. Is that what you're going to say?
No.
Katie? No.
Indeed,
okay.
Sir. No.
How dare you?
Oh, that reminds me. Here's another story you will never, ever hear from the mainstream media. A bunch of videos have surfaced of Hamas torturing Palestinians who are either suspected of being soft on Israel or collaborating or not sufficiently vehement enough or whatever. I mean, awful, awful tortures. So, but again, that's not that interesting a story according to the lamestream media. Back to the Taliban. They're the official representatives of the government of Afghanistan. So they will be there, recognized by the UN as the uncontested government authority of Afghanistan.
They'll
be angling for zillions of dollars in climate financing.
Right there is why the UN can't work. I mean, if you're going to treat all countries are legitimate, we shouldn't judge different. You're not going to judge a country who's ruled by people who doesn't allow women to be heard speaking. Their voices should not be heard in public. Your punishment could be being tortured or killed in a brutal way if you're heard speaking as a female. You're just going to accept there are different ways to run a country. Everybody gets to be part of the UN, the global community. That is such crap.
Now, they haven't been officially recognized as the government of Afghanistan, but they are being allowed to participate as, quote-unquote, observers. The Taliban had previously attempted repeatedly to attend other events, but didn't get invitations, but Azerbaijan was fine with that.
And you crazy people believe the Taliban is concerned about climate change? You've led yourself to believe that? Wow.
Well, they have the National Environmental Protection Agency, NEPA, run by Zainalabidin Abid. He was quoted as saying, climate change is a humanitarian subject.
Because,
the Taliban, all about humanitarianism.
Because they're not dumb, and they realize there's money sloshing around, and we're going to get some of it by claiming to pretend to care about this. That's so crazy.
Right. Right. Well, they have perceived, because you have to remember, the Taliban guys are ideologically completely nuts, but a lot of them are very, very bright.
Yeah.
I mean, they outlasted and outsmarted the greatest superpower on Earth for reasons we've litigated many, many times, but they're not idiots. And they realize, hey, if we, keep torturing gay people and killing them and beating women if they dare speak a word and all of the rest of our unspeakable activities, but we start yelling about climate change and how we're on board, the left in a lot of Western countries are going to say these are good guys.
Right. Wow. That is something.
I could read you some of the quotes, but here's a Taliban foreign ministry spokesman. We believe the world has a unique opportunity of rapprochement and coming together to tackle the challenges not only facing us, but the entirety of humanity. And these challenges range from world security and climate change, and they need the collective efforts of all. So anyway,
wow,
that's just cute. Speaking of hazardous substances, have you heard about the big butter recall?
No, but now
the
you've
FDA
got my
recalling
attention.
80,000 pounds of Costco butter.
One of my favorite foods.
Because the label didn't say contains milk.
I hope my butter contains milk.
It had better.
If it doesn't,
I mean, otherwise it's not butter.
I feel like it's mislabeled.
Yeah.
Man, butter's good. Butter is what did in my gallbladder. That's how I ended up having an organ quit on me. Too much butter that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Some sort of butter overdose.
Oh, yeah. I had a whole bunch of mashed potatoes, and I just buttered the heck out of them. God, that was delicious. But I woke up in the middle of the night screaming and ended up on morphine with my gallbladder being removed.
I'm somewhat skeptical, though I am not a gallbladder expert, that you could, in one night, defeat your gallbladder.
No. It was, as the doctor said, they'd never seen an angrier gallbladder. Wow. I had been abusing it for quite some time, and it finally said, if you don't care, I don't care, and it quit.
So the U.S. FDA has ordered the recall of nearly 80,000 pounds of butter produced in Texas for Costco because it doesn't say contains milk. They reported that the FDA issued a Class 2 recall on November 7th for a Kirkland Signature sweet cream butter, salted and unsalted.
Mm.
The FDA claims the butter package lists cream as an ingredient, but does not bear the contains milk allergy statement. Several critics pointed out that that's about the dumbest possible reason for recalling butter, since that's what butter is. Another said this illustrated the, quote, stupidity that Elon Musk talks about.
Yeah.
That they hope he can get that under control.
Right. I do want to talk about that more later. The Doge thing, Department of Government, what? Efficiency.
Yes.
Elon and Ramaswamy are going to run. And, man, there's fertile ground out there, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
Sporting event Friday night that I'm really looking forward to. Tell you about it coming up.
Hey there, construction pros. Need to find, bid, and win more work? Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, Construct Connect can help. Our software offers 1.4 million active project leads in over 400 markets across the U.S. and Canada. With daily alerts, industry insights, and accurate takeoffs, you can make better decisions faster. Visit ConstructConnect.com/radio today. Again, that's ConstructConnect.com/radio. Construct Connect. Construction starts here.
The epic return of Yellowstone. New episodes Sunday at 8, 7 central. Only on Paramount Network.
Legacy. We build something worth having. Someone's going to try and take it.
What I'm doing isn't for the ranch. It's for us.
America's number one show returns.
I spent my whole life here.
Me too. You destroy me. You destroy yourself.
Unlike you, I keep my promises.
Yellowstone. New episodes Sunday at 8, 7 central. Only on Paramount Network.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Yo, 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 welcome to the Armstrong and Getty Show. We are going to talk about the odd sporting event on Netflix tomorrow night. Mike Tyson versus a YouTube star a little bit later, and I don't know. Idiocracy, man, idiocracy.
You got an old guy fighting a young guy for money. I like it. I like the feel of it. It's perfect for our post-apocalyptic world.
It really is.
Speaking of brain injury, a couple of stories, one much more relevant than the other. Oh, you know what? I left out the best part of the butter recall. The EPA has issued suggestions on how to dispose of it. How about on toast? How about I put it on a nice warm biscuit? Just thinking out loud.
In my mac and cheese. I can come up with many ways to dispose of my butter.
Oh, Lordy, this is our federal government. This is why we need Vivek and Elon.
How much tax money went into just the employees that came up with the butter recall and the guidelines? Probably somebody worked all day, every day for days coming up with the guidelines on how to dispose of your butter from Costco.
Yeah. No kidding. It was probably an entire department working for weeks. Yeah. But speaking of people getting pounded on the head, do we have what we were hoping to do? We had a bit of a technical glitch. I was just going to say the competitive slap fighting that you've heard about.
Oh, yeah.
The doctors who are, like, in charge of looking at this have just come out and said 78% of our participants show sign of brain injury.
Whoa.
78%. And then maybe next hour, our Navy's elite speedboat crews, they're starting to test them, and all that slamming down on waves, a lot of them have brain injury.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. More on that to come.
There might be some brain injuries tomorrow night because of this.
From the moment you started getting into camp for this fight, what have you learned about yourself so far?
That I'm tougher than I believe I was.
Wow.
Because actually, when I agreed to this fight, I started training. I said, what the f*** am I thinking? And I finished the process, and now the fight The fight's the party.
So it's in Vegas last weekend, and every billboard, every giant TV screen the size of a 10-story building had ads for the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight. If you're of a certain age, Mike Tyson was the biggest sports star on the planet and the baddest man in the world, and I went down a rabbit hole with my kids last night trying to explain to them who Mike Tyson was as opposed to who he is, currently, watching like...
Noted Tiger owner, among other things.
Like we watched, all of Mike Tyson's first round knockouts on a YouTube video and stuff like that. Jeez, he was a ferocious beast. Oh my God. Anyway, that's back when he was 20 years old. He's now in his mid 50s and he's fighting a YouTube star tomorrow night. And I assumed it was in Vegas because of all the advertising. It's not. My brother, who's super into this sort of stuff, sent me a text. It's at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. My brother said, I've watched all the Netflix pre-fight episodes. I originally thought Tyson would kill him and still think he might, but Jake Paul looks like a guy who's boxed more than 4 years based on his skill. I haven't seen anything Jake Paul. He's huge. I know that.
Yeah.
He's young and huge, and then you got an old man, formerly ferocious old man, maybe still ferocious, but an old man the same.
And you have to remember, and this is getting a little sportsy and boxy for you, but I was, you know, a big fan of watching Mike Tyson's fights just because they were so crazy. He would charge across the ring and batter a guy until he begged for mercy. I mean, it rarely went to the second round for his first bunch of fights, but then people figured out how to neutralize him.
Well, there's
and
also...
The second half of his career was a great deal of mediocrity.
There's also the psychological edge that you get for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Conor McGregor had this. But once it's blown up... it's blown up. It doesn't ever come back. But for a while, Mike Tyson had the whole, I come out to no music, with no robe, and no socks, and walk in the ring and stare at you, and you wet yourself, and you know you're going to lose in your mind before the bell even rings. But once that was blown up, then it's blown up. But yeah, for a long time, it was that. I mean, how many of those fighters actually believed they were going to win? Not very many of them, I'll bet.
Right. Yeah.
He had such a psychological...
To survive and get paid. Yeah.
His freaking neck when he was young was ridiculous. Who has a neck like that? Plus, he also grew up in a bad neighborhood and, like, fought his whole life, and he had that actual anger survival thing going on that not... I don't know Jake Paul's background. Is he my son said he is a TikTok dancer. That's how he became famous. I don't know if a TikTok dancer has the edge you need, no matter how big you are, against somebody who might have the whole fighting for my life and my bad neighborhood thing going. I don't know. It'll be fun to watch.
Between roids and Rockstar energy drink, maybe he finds that edge. But I wonder if Tyson has talked to his Tigers to try to get that edge back.
What, Michael?
How do you stay so mean?
We got a new clip.
I couldn't hear you. What'd you
say? We got a great interview clip.
Okay, another clip. Go ahead.
How long do you think this thing will last?
Not long. As soon as I catch him, because he's going to run like a thief. I don't see how he's going to make an exciting fight by running all day. You know, he's supposed to be the young guy. He's supposed to walk right through me. I'm an old man. He's going to run all night.
So he can't stand toe to toe and punch with you?
Well, I think he should try it. He's a younger man. He should be able to handle punches from an old, withering man like me.
You sound like you're insulted by the suggestion that you're too old for this. Is that a fair statement?
Hey, listen, you can't compare me with other people my age because other people at my age haven't been training as long as me, consistent as me, and I'm right. Just a different...
We're about out of time. I've watched enough of the videos. He's in shape, and as a man also in his 50s, I tire. And if I was Jake Paul, if I can make it through the first couple of rounds, I'm okay.
Well, this is an old dodge. Tyson's trying to tempt him into standing in the middle of the ring and exchanging blows, because if he has to chase him all night, he's going to be on his knee, taking a knee. Give me a minute. Give me a minute by the third round, like I would be.
King's X! King's X! Can we bring in a sub coach? What, you can't? You don't do that in boxing?
Gavin Newsom wants to be president. No way, says one of our favorite journalists. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
This Thursday, we're asking our listeners to consider making a tax-deductible donation to a foundation that is near and dear to both of us, the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station, celebrating their 20-year anniversary supporting our warriors transitioning from active duty to civilian life.
Consider making a donation to help fly our ill and injured Marines, soldiers, and sailors home for the holidays.
Everyone deserves to spend the holidays with their loved ones, especially the men and women who so bravely sacrificed for our country.
We've seen firsthand the huge impact Warrior Foundation has made in the lives of warriors with your continued support.
And this year, they're building their third transitional housing property designed to craft a sense of community, promote recovery, and cultivate independence for our warriors.
Consider making a donation this Thursday at warriorfoundation.org during their annual Giveathon.
Or call 619-578-2615 to help fly our warriors home for the holidays. Easiest way to go, though, is warriorfoundation.org. Warriorfoundation.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.